Welcome back to the show. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Lee, we're going to talk to one of your patients now.
A mighty fine gentleman. His name is Chuck.
Okay. What did he used to do?
Chuck was he's retired now. Every day's a holiday for him, but he was a carpenter before he retired.
And where did he hear about you, Lee?
I believe he heard us on the radio right here.
Gotta love that. All right, well, let's find out. Chuck, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Well, good to be here. Every day, it's like Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to get me some of that retirement stuff.
No, well, not only now that I'm where I'm at, so.
So you did, how long did you do carpentry, Chuck?
35 years.
And you paid for it with your body, didn't you?
Yeah, mostly.
Why don't you run down kind of the list of some of the things that you brought to Dr. Yardley?
Well, it's a laundry list. I hope you're right. It was, eventually I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and okay. I think that was the impetus for most of my pain, but I've really had a lot of pain in my lower back, my neck. I had surgery on my neck, my lower back. I've been carved on more than a turkey.
Your knees, and you had some problems with your knees too, didn't you?
And I did have, and my ankles.
Really?
And my ankle, yeah. No, and it just got, well, you're packing things all the time. So, you know, when you put a load on your back, plus your bags, you know, it grinds on you.
Mm-hmm. So you heard about us here on the radio.
Right.
And you made the decision to go in and see Dr. Yardley.
Right, right.
So, and had the procedure.
Right.
What was that like for you?
I've been to a chiropractor. Well, this is nothing like a chiropractor.
Okay.
This was so gentle, and you've all heard it before. It was so gentle, but it's really gentle. And it wasn't long that I had, you know, I could show improvement. It didn't take that long.
Now, were you surprised by that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, like I say, I've been to a chiropractor, and you do get relief, but you're right back in again. And this has, over the time that I've spent with Dr. Yardley, this has gone into a life-changing thing. I'm coming off of my pain medications. All the things that were giving me trouble are so diminished. I just can't say enough about the guy. And I've been telling people about the guy, you know, that.
Couple of things here, Chuck. Now, you came in, like you said, for what you were feeling. But there were some other things going on. You had high blood pressure. It came down.
I did.
Acid reflux. It got better.
Yes, yes.
If I can mention it, the bowels were not working right. They're doing 80% better.
I'm sure glad you're not talking about mine. Thank you. Let me just say that.
Now, Chuck is such an upbeat guy. It would be hard to believe they actually dealt with depression issues. He doesn't anymore. 80% better.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just looking back to your last adjustment, Chuck, and it was like September. You have been holding like a rock.
Now, Chuck, I got to ask you, Lee mentioned depression. You had all these different maladies. You had bad knees. You had some psoriatic arthritis. You had fibromyalgia, which Lee has talked about on the show, is a miserable experience.
Yes.
High blood pressure, acid reflux. Yes. Did this, in fact, lead to kind of a depressive
That's
state?
That's exactly what it was.
What were you thinking when you were in that state? What were you thinking?
This is it. This is my life. This sucks.
And
I don't want to do this anymore.
So now, contrast that to where you are today, having been with Dr. Yardley.
I just was out blowing leaves and taking care of the yard.
Doing the things you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Depression is gone.
I can say that I haven't had an episode of depression since, I don't know, 4 or 5 months.
I think you were only depressed because you felt like crap.
Exactly.
I mean, who wouldn't be?
Yeah, no, that is what it was. I mean, you just sit there and you're looking at all the work ahead of you and you can't get to it.
And now you can.
I'm whittling away at all the things that I left behind.
What are your friends and family saying to you about this?
Well, I'm not the same guy. I'm not even close to the same guy. So, actually, go away, Chuck. You're bothering us.
So, from this, do I gather perhaps you might recommend Dr. Yardley to others or not?
Have I? Would I? Could I? Yes, I would. I mean, yeah. I would like to, I really and literally would like to reach through the radio and say, come on in. You've got nothing to lose.
And everything to gain.
Exactly.
You get your life back.
Yes. I really am. I'm adamant about this.
So it sounds like you're looking forward to the next
20 to 30 years.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, anyway.
He started young.
Hey, Chuck, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for coming on with us.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. You stay out of trouble now, which might not be easy.
No, not for me.
Wow, Dr. Yardley. I mean, I can't remember hearing somebody rave like that. His life is completely different.
It has. But, you see it happen. We see it every day. And it's what makes this worthwhile doing.
Absolutely. Now, if that sounded great to you, if you're wondering whether or not you might be a candidate for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., the Yardley Institute, you know, we'd love to have you find out. It's really simple. We'll be back with Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770, The Truth.